Today, we're diving into Camelot. Sworn is a co-op action roguelike that gives us the feeling of Hades, but this time with friends. But will it hold up or fall flat? Well, let's find out right here on the First 30 Podcast. Thank you for listening to the First 30. I'm your host, Chad Callahan. And alongside me are the Knights of the Kids Table, Tim Harris.
Hello.
David Marino.
I like the tendies.
Rick Weird Beard Hogerhide.
Hello. Welcome to our giant table.
Yeah, this little, I imagine you guys are at one of those giant tables, but it's like the kid tables with like, where it's like different colored legs and like the, it's all plastic.
Yeah, it's like a Little Tykes picnic table.
Yeah, the Little classic. Tykes. Thank you. That's what
and
it is.
We have to be eating off of Zoo Pals. If we don't have Zoo Pals, we're done.
How about the elephant or go home? I never had those growing up, but I feel like everyone else did. I feel like I need to live my toddler like best life and go get some.
I will make a confession. So sometimes I don't know why this is a thing that I do, but I hope I'm not judged too much.
Okay.
Sometimes I enjoy watching TV with commercials in it from that time period.
Oh, and '90s and such?
Yes, '90s, early 2000s. And Zoo Pal commercials are always there.
What was it's the
oink, oink, Zoo Pals. Move, Zoo Pal.
Ooh, that's giving me the chills.
I'll do you one even better. You can go on and just find, like, you can cut the TV out. You just watch half an hour of old commercials. I guess that's
true. You'll get that old, remember, like, Nick at Night commercials where it would, like, wake you up in the middle of the night because they had no way of, like, really controlling the loudness of
listen,
the
one that
for some
also
reason.
Came back recently was the Kinect. Get connected for free with Education Connection.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, find yourself a school that. Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Bop It. Remember the Bop It commercial got me all the time. Connect 4. Yeah,
Bop It Extreme. Dude, Bop It Extreme.
Those are great commercials. It's,
no, listen, here, I got you. I'm looking for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I got to make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. No.
What about J.G. Wentworth? 877 cash now.
Those are still on. I'm like,
I know, but that was still the era.
There's that one, and then there's also what are the books? They were like magazines.
Oh, the Jungle Book things, like the kids like zoo. Almost like zoo books, right?
Zoo books. Yes, zoo books. Oh, it was called zoo books. And it was like, oh, hey, look at this, kids. You want to escape your shitty home life? Come on over to sub-Saharan Africa and look at the camels. And you're like, yeah, I think I should.
I would do that. Oh, good times. I miss. That was a simpler time. Back before,
before
the world
the bills
fell apart.
Came.
Yeah, before the bills came. And we learned the truth about the real world. Anyways. Right. Speaking of the real world, we're going to play a game that I have for you. Recently, I posted a TikTok where I established that the fruit, the single fruit that you think of when you hear the word fruit is apple. And any other answer is incorrect. I'm not going to take questions right now. just saying. Apple is the answer. Nothing else. But I'm going to give each of you a game genre. And you have to tell me what is the game of that genre. And it has to be like the first thing to really pop in your mind. So, Tim, we're going to start with you. I will be kind to you. You're getting dating sim.
All right. I like how you think that's kind. Like, I play those all the time. But the first one that pops into my head, for sure, is an old school harem RPG. With huge,
I regret everything.
It has huge dating sim elements to it because that's how you power up your weapons. And it is called Thousand Arms for the PS1. It is one of the greatest games ever made, and no one has ever fucking played it.
isn't Thousand Arms an RPG?
Yeah, it's an RPG harem simulator. You have to pick up all these ladies and you have to date them in order to power up your weapons. And there's mini games and there's actual dating that goes on. You have to give them gifts. You have to improve your relationship levels in order to upgrade your weapons and get better at the game. That's how you upgrade your stats. It is an RPG with a huge dating sim element.
I feel like you're taking liberties with the dating sim here.
No.
Nah. Both. I don't know. I'm trying to think what the best dating. I would think if I'm going to say dating sim, if we're going to say Sims in general. Is like
it's not a dating sim either. Don't even try
yours.
Get the fuck out.
You're gonna take liberties. I'm gonna take liberties. Yeah. Like that's where we're going.
You like barely even date in that game. You have no control over anything. You don't control
over everything. I literally go that guy on the street. The first guy I meet. I'm dating him and I'm getting married. We're having 15 children.
And I have to complete their games. And I have to answer questions correctly when I go out on dates with them.
No, like,
you don't do that in The Sims. All right, this is my game's a much better dating sim than yours.
Well, I'm not saying that is the best dating sim. I'm just saying that's on the same playing field. Anyways, I don't know. I think I have
failed to convince them onto the next.
Yeah, you have failed to convince us.
David and I didn't even have to say shit about it. Like, Chad had our back all the way.
Don't play
David,
that
did
game,
you
though.
Agree? Or did you
I mean,
agree?
I have no idea what this game even is, so like, I can't speak to
well,
it.
It's great. I'm just saying, like, if it's an RPG... Datings, I don't know. I feel like it's more RPG than dating sim. So I guess you're right.
Well, I mean, guys, I think you're specifically thinking of like a visual novel dating sim, but like that's not
the be-all, end
all of the genre.
No, but when it's more RPG than other, that's what I'm saying.
You could argue for like a Stardew Valley even to be a dating sim.
Yeah. But again, this game's dating sim is much more involved and
or even like
takes center stage for a lot of the game. So. Yeah,
Persona games like half dating sim.
All of your party members that are not your main character, except for one, are females that you have to romance in order to get new shit.
The answer that you needed to give was Doki Doki Literature Club. Like the fact that that's not what you didn't go with.
I don't know. That's more of a horror game, really. Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I've never played Doki Doki, so I can't give you that. But all right. We disagree with Tim. At least I wholeheartedly disagree with Tim. So we're going to move on to Rick. Your game genre, action adventure.
Ooh.
I know. This is a tough one. I almost gave this to Tim.
Because action adventure just feels like it encompasses a lot.
Yeah, it's such a broad... It's like the catch-all other of video
games. Exactly. It's
exactly
Spider-Man could be an action
There's
adventure.
There's one that comes to my mind.
And people would say Skyrim could also be an action adventure.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't even know. Like, this is... I'm looking the definition of action adventure. Because even if you go like action adventure movies, that is a... wide band.
It is.
All right. I think my answer would be Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
I think. Because, like, some people might say, like, a Bioshock, but Bioshock isn't...
Bioshock's more of the horror kind
it's
of
It's like
genre.
An FPS. Yeah,
like, it's FPS, but
it shares
horror.
That immersive sim DNA. It's like immersive light sim.
Or,
okay, I feel like we all have very different ideas. But
I do. I feel like...
Like a Far Cry. A Far Cry could be in there.
Far Cry is a good one.
Fallout is counted as action adventure.
Which one? Fallout?
I think we gotta go back to Red Dead.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna stick with
Red Dead. The best option, because my first one was Lara Croft. Like any Lara Croft game.
Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
I was gonna say Uncharted.
I was gonna say Tomb Raider. Uncharted.
Uncharted was the other one that I thought of, too.
That's the real answer. Actually.
I was also gonna say God of War, but I thought that's more action, but I don't know. I don't know where the action and action adventure.
I would say the new games are more action adventure.
Original God of Wars are spectacle fighters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, even if they're not the most in-depth ones, they're spectacle fighters.
Gotcha. Well, I think I'll accept Red Dead Redemption 2. I think that is a very, like, it is very action-adventure-y. It's just set in the West. I think that's pretty accurate. David, I'm gonna go a little hard on you.
Cool.
RPG.
Like the RPG?
What is the RPG?
Oh, man.
You don't play them.
Yeah, not really. Well, some.
But if Skyrim. You had to go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah good right, choice. Yeah. I thought that's for fair. Sure you go in the Harry Potter game you love. I thought for sure.
What, Legacies?
It was okay. It wasn't like great.
I mean, I think you're essentially, there's two routes. There's the Final Fantasy route of naming.
This is what me and Tim would have gone probably.
Either 7 or 6 if you have better taste.
I think there's a very good reason that we subcategorize that as a JRPG.
Yes, exactly. So if you're doing straight RPG, it's either like Dragon Age or
Skyrim. Or even like a Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect could be in there too.
Mass Effect's a good one, actually. Which is weird because it also toes the line of action-adventure, I feel like, a little bit too. But it definitely hits the RPG lane real hard. So
like
real
I think, hard. Yeah. I think like the, especially in at least the first one, because I only really ever touched the first one.
I'd say.
The combat is so superfluous in that game. Like they basically just use it to get you to places yeah. where like the actual game takes place.
Don't tell that to the fanboys, but yeah, I agree 100%. Well, anyways, well, that's it. That's what we think of when it comes to those three types of genres. So mm-hmm. let us know in the comments if you disagree, because I have a wholeheartedly feeling that you are going to disagree.
I kind of feel like
definitely
I need an apology because no. everyone's games fall into 75 different games.
If anyone in the comments can prove that they've played Thousand Arms, we will apologize to Tim in the next episode.
I'm the only one who's played that game.
That's true. God. I will apologize to Tim if I hear that. That's but fine.
Also,
it's proof.
Just for Chad, I found out today that corn is a fruit, and I'm never going to forget that, and I think that might now be my thing I think of because it's going to be stuck in my brain
forever. That's a technicality. And that's why I said to the person on my TikTok who brought up corn, because it's a technicality. Yes, it is technically a fruit, but I don't think of it as a fruit. So
now it's technically at the forefront of my brain.
Burned in your
because
brain.
It's awful.
Anyways, it's apple, and that's the end of the story of the fruit right there. But today, we're playing a co-op roguelike that wants to be Hades so bad. This is Sworn. Also, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, you can also watch this podcast. Just go to youtube.com/@the First 30 Podcast. Nope, it's just @First 30 Podcast. Don't listen to that first half of me that said that incorrectly. Anyways. All right, so we're going to talk about the game Sworn, and we got to address the elephant in the room. Is this Hades or nah? All right, that's really where we're going with this. Like, I'm actually excited that this is a little Hades-esque because, like, that's the only roguelike that I actually enjoyed playing. Mm-hmm. So I kind of appreciate it from that aspect. But where do you guys lie in this? Where is this? Are they just trying to be the next Hades, quote unquote?
I mean, it certainly looks like Hades, just like the art. The art looks like Hades. Yeah. Although, because I've never played Hades, is it 2D art or is it cel-shaded 3D art?
It's cel-shaded 3D, but then they do the 2D thing that they do in this game.
From menus and stuff.
The menus and such, okay. Yeah.
But the game itself is 3D.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. It's literally the same, like everything you saw in the Sworn game. The same, yeah. The same angles are the same. Even the way that they handle some of the, like, the different power-up abilities is almost identical, I would say.
And the spawns. The way the enemy spawns.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is that after Hades was released and was like a gajillion-dollar success, that it started the Hades subgenre mm-hmm. of games that are very
the
close.
The Hades roguelike.
And the thing is that a lot of them tried to differentiate themselves. And I'm almost not turned off at the fact that this game was just like, you know what? Hades. Like they knew what they were going for. They just
Hades, but Arthurian legend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Although I gotta say, the one thing that they did in this game that actually does set it apart in a positive way for me is making it co-op.
Yes.
This four-player co-op is fucking sweet. And yeah. I think that's something that, I don't know when Hades 2 plans to release, but if that's something that they're thinking of doing, like, this is, I think it's just a very fun concept because, like, I liked playing Hades, but I get tired of it. Like, I don't think I beat it. Like, I got through enough to where I was like, that was fun, and I haven't touched it since. But this, I could feel like I would get more into because I'm playing with other people. I don't feel as upset because if I die, I know that, like, I have, you know, potentially three other people who can bring me back. And, like, yeah, we're punished for said death,
yes,
but at least we're not doomed to have to continue. One of the things
I love about that, though, is that it adds a new type of challenge to the game, yeah, as well. Because, like, when we all end up on one health and we end up in that room, like, oh, who's going to live? Can you hold the team together and, you know, clutch it? Like, that's really fun. I love, yeah, that.
Well, to put in perspective, there's I think, three different ways that you can resurrect somebody. And I don't know if this is just because it's a playtest. You have to resurrect them before you move on. So there's no way to just be like, okay, well, you know, you just stay dead for this chamber and maybe we'll res you later. I don't know if that's something that they'll change later on in the game. That is something we'll bring up later probably. But there are three ways that you can res someone. You can give up some of your health. I think, and it goes up each time you do it. You can do a very punishing curse that does minus 25% across everybody's health.
Yes.
And I think, and the last one gold is using coins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes up 100 each time you do it. Mm-hmm. So there's different punishments. And obviously the gold that you're using is probably like the best use. But the problem is actually gold's kind of hard to get across. Like, mm-hmm, unless you get one of those chambers that gives you like a ton of gold, we didn't get a lot. And it's all individual. So, like, at first we thought we were sharing the gold, but it turns out we're not, which also makes it a little confusing. But, yeah, I think that was my favorite part about this game is the co-op. And I truly think that is the one thing that separated this into a very positive way for me was that single aspect. I don't know. Yeah. Is there anything else that separates it for you guys?
I think that... I mean, you mentioned, it is Arthurian legends tinged as opposed to being Greek gods and goddesses.
Yeah. It's like basically a corrupted Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table is what it is.
So, like, I mean, I feel like the setting was fine. It didn't, like, we almost actually had no fluff. There was no like story that was told to us at all.
No, there's like a little bit at the beginning, but it's more of like it's all animations. There's no words being told. You know what I mean? So
even then, the story's like, "Hey, this is messed up. Go fix it," and then you just go fix it.
Yeah,
they just let you go.
Just go.
One of the things that bugs me about it, though, they, unlike Hades, they didn't do a very good job, in my opinion, thus far, of making the overall artwork, whatever you want to call it, the level design, fit the Arthurian legends. Like, it doesn't feel like...
Yeah, I feel like we should be on, like, the battlefields of, like, you know, England or something, or, like, out...
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's very much they just took the dungeons of Hades and changed the colors a little bit.
Kinda, like, you know, I get that the first area is supposed to be, like, the, you know, the corrupted forest kind of thing, but, like, I need to see where we're going from here to decide whether or not they've done a good job on their actual level design.
Yeah. Well, would that make you not want to play this if the level design's bad? Like, I think it's very...
As long as the story's good, it'd probably be all right. But it would always bug me a little bit.
That's fair.
I wonder, too, if even just beyond changing the setting, if the levels are going to open up any. Because except for even that one level that was... We had to scrounge the flowers or the water vials to water the flower.
Oh, yeah.
Every level felt like super claustrophobic.
Yeah.
It's like so small with like a bunch of stuff in the way.
I think the other thing. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it did feel like that, especially having four of us. Like, I think it wouldn't have felt as claustrophobic if it was just like Hades, where it's just a single person. But having four of us, I felt like I didn't know where I was versus you guys sometimes when we were like right next to each other, especially if you're playing the same character.
I think the other big thing that you know, if we're doing the one-to-one for Hades, the thing that people loved, I think, the most out of Hades, if you took the combat out of it, was the hub overworld, where you had all these characters that you wanted to talk to and progress. Like, it was meta progression where you would have the conversations and all that kind of shit. There was, what, one, two, three people there that you could talk to, and they said the same shit at pretty much every time. And like, the hub world was boring. It was,
I mean, this is a playtest. Do you think that would be, is that something, I don't do playtests very often. Is this like, okay, we're almost at the end, kind of like a, like the beta, or is this more of like a, this is just a small version of the game that we're going to give you almost like a demo?
I don't know.
It depends on the game. Some games it's more of like a beta or alpha, and some games it's like the shit's done, we just want to balance it.
I mean, they are releasing sometime this year is what they're saying, so they can't be too far off.
Yeah, but I can also see them being like, well, we don't want to release our story. Like, we want people to enjoy the story, like, and pay for it. You know what I mean? Versus like it just
got censored out.
They might have, because like it does feel like, because there's no speaking parts, there's no dialogue outside of like just necessary information to play the game. You know what I mean? So that makes me feel like they took those pieces out of the playtest.
It could also be because we played a multiplayer, because when I opened up the run for the first game, there's that little cutscene, and I never finished that run, so I don't know what happens when we get to the end of that. So it might just be because we were playing multiplayer as well.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting so far, though.
I just wish, like, when one of the things that like Hades cracked the code on of getting you to care about those people was that it reinforced the one more run feeling to where you're like, oh, if I just do this one more time, you know, and we sort of started hitting it. We hit that loop when we did our last one, because we were messing around with abilities and stuff and unlocked a bunch of stuff. We were like, all right, we're just going to do it one more time. I think we were on the verge, but if you have kind of like something other, once that stuff's unlocked, there's still got to be stuff there to like, you know, meat on the bone. Yeah.
Cause there's only four characters as of right now. Again, like this could progress or change, but as far as we know, there's four characters and two of them are locked away. So like the one thing that kind of bugged me about that is that no matter what, you had to play the same character as another person instead of having like quote unquote a balanced team of different like abilities, which was kind of annoying. I really wish that they'd have like, these are the four that you get at the beginning, and then you unlock maybe four more who could do different stuff. And maybe, again, this is just the playtest. I have no idea what's going to come out after this.
I mean, but there was stuff, because it's like you had the four characters, but then each had four weapons, and then they also had four more spells after that that you could kind of do. So I think that there was depth there that was possible, but I don't know.
I also feel like Tim mentioned this when we were playing, but I wonder if it'll be nerfed a little bit when it actually comes out, that they're very generous with the abilities. Like, I got pretty much every ability for like my, the one character, the last character we got, I have all their abilities unlocked. Yep. Everything's unlocked.
Four runs. Like, they give you like an hour. Every resource that you need, like right out of the gate. Like, we didn't do great on the first run, and we still were able to unlock a bunch of stuff the first time we came back. Like,
which makes me think that there's more. Like, there's no way that's like it. Like, so I feel like they're just giving us like the taste of the game, and then it's just like, oh, okay, like, you know, there's like maybe five more characters, and like, or like you can unlock more spells beyond that, or like that tree does something else that we don't know about, because there's like a skill tree that does a bunch of different things. I only played with the first one, but you can unlock I dived into five different wings of it. Yeah. What was the difference between like that main one with the life and the rest of them?
The first tree is the life tree, and that allows you to basically upgrade your health and things around health. And then the tree to the left was the warrior tree, which upgraded your speed and your damage. And then it also nerfed the amount of health you have to give up to revive allies, which is pretty neat. And then the tree in the upper corner was the devotion tree, which increases the buffs that you get from all your boons. And you can level up common tree, epic tree, rare tree, or legendary tree to get better drops and just better outright percentages from all of your boons, which was pretty cool. I didn't get to see the other two, but they were called wealth and treasure, I believe, which probably just gives you more drops.
More drops. So yeah, that's probably more heavy on the coins and drop stuff on that side. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay. All right. Well, there's tons of stuff then.
Like, there's a lot.
I feel like they are going in the right direction, but, and I agree, Rick, I think the idea of them leaning into the Hadesness of this is actually a good thing, especially because Hades 2, people are like foaming for that game to come out. And if this comes out and like does well enough until Hades 2 and it being co-op, I don't know. It could be a winner on our hands, but I guess we have to see this.
I have a feeling that Hades 2 silksonged itself and it's not going to be out for a little while.
Yes, exactly.
Probably. Yeah.
And don't forget, if you haven't already, you can subscribe to our other YouTube channel, which is The Chestery. You can go to youtube.com/@thechesterygames and check out all the crazy insanity that's over there because, well, there's a lot to, and I mean a lot. But we're going to get back into Sworn and we got to talk about all the classes. We talked about the different trees and things like that, but there's a bunch of classes and the best class, hands down, Tim's going to disagree, is the monk. It's 100% the monk. The monk with the wizard rod or wizard staff, because I'm pretty sure it's a bug, but it's pretty great because your heavy attack, you get, so essentially you get two attacks. You get your light attack and your heavy attack, very Hades-like, and then you have your spell. And those are like your three main things and then the dash.
Yeah.
But your heavy attack with the staff is like an AoE. But every single time you do it, it does like a chung noise. But the more you do it in succession, the louder it gets. And so, and if you're right next to people, they also hear how loud it's getting and how progressively loud it is.
Yeah, it starts just like blowing out.
Oh, it's so good. It's the best freaking bug. And I hope it stays forever because it was so funny because Tim kept like checking through his stuff and I would be right next to him. Chung, chung, chung over and over. It's so good. Like, see, they need to lean into bugs more like that, in my personal opinion.
I don't know about that.
Where it's like, well, yeah. It's not hurting anyone outside their our eardrums, in my opinion. But I don't know. Well, Tim, do you want to go through some of the classes and what you saw?
So I only actually played with one of the classes the entire time.
Me too.
I did get the Spectre at the very end, which had what is going to probably be my favorite weapon, which is the claws, because the gloves were my favorite weapon in Hades. And
it's like teleportation a little bit.
Yeah, and it kind of teleports around and its spells are neat. But I played as the rogue, which is basically just a squishier damage dealing class. It relies heavily on its dashes and its heavy attack. I'm trying to think of the word, because the heavy attack does a ton of damage, but the light attack not so much. But you're a quick, fast class that just kind of dives into and out of combat to try and avoid damage. You don't want to be tanking damage, obviously, but deals a lot of damage, gets in, gets out, good stuff. And it's got four spells and four different weapons, which were the bow, which I never bothered using because I always hate bows in these games.
It's also a little hard to aim projectiles a little bit, even when I was using a controller. Like, I don't know why. It's just the twin stick things and aiming stuff is not my favorite, like, and personal. Like,
I don't have an issue aiming projectiles in these games. I just always hate the way bows feel because they... I don't know if this game does it, but every game that has a bow like this makes you stand still when you have a bow, and I hate it. And it's like it completely defeats the purpose.
It does do it.
I played around with the bow a little bit in the hub room, and you have to stand still when you use it.
Like, the chakrams are cool because I can throw them, and then as I move, they will follow me through things.
Those are weapons only you guys had access to. I didn't have any of those weapons.
Yeah.
You were the tank. You were the big boy.
Yes,
you were shielded boy.
A giant hammer. I had a sword. I had fists that I could have, like Doom Fist from Overwatch. But so each of these weapons are not for every class. It's like individual weapons per class.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. And then, the Spectre was kind of more
good for the rogue.
Yeah. The Spectre was kind of like a magic class. Like they floated. The one thing that kind of annoyed me is, and I thought like, oh, cool, I'll use the Spectre for this, is because you have to kind of dash over rivers and stuff like that so you can get across. I thought that the benefit of having a Spectre who levitates, you just walk over them without a problem. You don't. You still have to dash through it. I think that that's an oversight on like the character design and everything. It just feels like you would use that character for that purpose, in my personal opinion. But I get that that's a mechanic that they want to stick to. So fine, whatever. But that class was very much like the arcane magic, and you're like whipping stuff. But it also had like a couple attacks where you could be more close combat, which was kind of nice with the claws. Yeah. But that's really, again, that was very rogue-like. Well, that's funny. Rogue-like in the fact that you zip in and out of combat. You teleport in, beat them up, and then teleport out, because the Spectre cannot take a lot of damage. I'll tell you that much. They are like probably the weakest ones outside paper of like everybody. They're paper. Yeah. But they do a lot of damage. Mage
in their name, so you expect that.
Yeah. But the Monk, however, is probably the most OP because they have this one attack, this one spell in particular. It's called like black hole. And you can literally just point it wherever you want it to go and then just release it. And it just immediately releases. And it's like an AOE attack, and it does a lot of damage, especially if you level it up as you're progressing. So I kind of like that one because it was kind of nice to just be able to just like, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. I also think that the way that they use magic is a little interesting. I wish you could level up your, like, not level up your magic, but like level up that bar, that like
you Rito can.
Bar. I did.
Can you? Yep. Like, yeah, I didn't you can. Do it ever. Okay.
I got maybe. Two charges. It's in the warrior tree.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Because I was struggling. I was like really getting irritated with only having one, like, a charge, I guess.
Yeah. At least though it regenerates, it's not like something you have to do a pickup to like kill enemies to refuel it. It just recharges over time.
Yeah,
it does. But like, it was my main source of damage, so I was like relying on it heavily.
Yeah, it's very important with the rogue class. So I got an extra dash and an extra bar for that, because with the rogue, all of your Qs are offensive, but they're also defensive. It's like your quick escape or your quick, you know, movement to get to an enemy, but most of the time you want to use them as defensive. And every time I didn't, I got slaughtered. So,
yeah.
But having two is great.
I also, one thing I will say about this versus Hades that I do like is that the boss isn't the same each time. It changed on us, which I love, because that's one thing that always bugged me about Hades is I had to do the same fights over and over. With like, especially that first, the harpy girl.
Harpies.
The very first, the harpies especially. I got so tired of that, like especially like playing the beginning of that game. But I like that there's a variation of a boss. Like it was the same elements. Like there was the same like, it was like a monster that like, or like a not a monster, but a like a, it was a monster, but the bug. It was a bug monster is what it was, but it was just, it was a different version of a bug monster each time. And I appreciate that.
Because the first one was a tree guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. The first one was a tree guy and the second one was a bug.
The like skeleton scorpion thing.
So how do we feel about the combat? Was the combat snappy enough? Did you feel like it was okay or?
I'll start off because
it's super basic.
Yeah. Like it's super basic, but it's not. It's not so crazy bad or good. Like, I don't think it's any worse than Hades or like better than Hades. Like,
oh, I disagree. I think it's terrible.
Why? In really? What way? Have you played? You haven't played Hades though.
I have not played Hades. Well, yeah, I haven't played Hades, but no, this game does that. It does the thing that all shitty combat games do.
Wow.
And it is, the enemies have no hit reaction. They do not do anything when you're attacking one of them. They will just walk around. You're hitting them, walking around. You're hitting them. They will wind up their attack. You're still hitting them. They'll do their attack and then they'll turn around and think there. You cannot say like focus an enemy and then worry about the other enemies on the level as you're like taking one out and like you move targets and kind of juggle them around. You're basically just hit, hit, hit. Oh, he's going to attack. You dodge out of the way. Okay, now he's over there. Hit, hit, hit. And it's just, it feels really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more because you don't play these, because generally if you're focusing one enemy, when you dodge behind them and continue attacking them. You don't dodge away. Like you dodge, so you go behind them and then you keep smacking.
I'm trying to think, does Hades have a hit reaction?
No.
I'm trying to remember. Hades does not.
No. David is correct on all of that. Like combat wise, this one does not feel as fluid as Hades in any way, shape, or form, in my opinion. It's definitely lacking a little. I think it's not as fast as Hades is what it is. Because Hades just feels faster than this game. But like overall, I would say combat feels fine. It just isn't as polished as Hades, for sure.
I think in this one, the difference is I relied heavily on magic, where in Hades, I feel like I relied heavily on my, like, whatever weapon I had. And that's the big difference between these two games, if we're going to, like, apples to oranges, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, that, like, I had much more fun, like, flying around as a dragon sperm than I did, like, just, like, walking around and like, hitting people with a stick, you know?
I mean, I guess that's fair. Like, Hades, like, it's special attack that you get with weapons. I don't feel like you had to rely as heavily on it in that game. But if you did, like, depending on the weapon, these special attacks could either be phenomenal or just awful, depending on your playstyle. This game seems a little more balanced towards magic, though, for sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
The other thing, too, you're really locked into just a small set of attacks. You have, like, a three-hit mm-hmm. combo and your heavy attack, but they don't chain off of one another, so you can't like build a combo like you would say like in God of War or even in Hi-Fi Rush, these like really action oriented games. You can kind of dial in a combo with like different like light heavy, light heavy heavy light, you know, you can like do these different combinations and they will do either longer or just different attacks when you come like building off of you come off of the heavy and or light attack.
The only one that kind of does that is the heavy. What's the guy? The your guy, Rick. What was he? He was like the rook. He did a thing where if you it was very basic. It was like if you did light, he would do like a smash.
Attack. That's your three hit combo. You can do one, two, or three hits, and then after but, that, like, third
not
hit,
everything
it
has that. That not
no,
even
they
ever didn't.
All of them had that. All of them had it.
If you did it quick enough, you could do 1, 2, 3
because like my attack. Because my magic things just sprayed magic.
No, but if you tap it or you hold it down, it would be cast, and then it would shoot one out.
Did it? I didn't know. Maybe I didn't pay attention.
The four-hit combo is definitely like the thing, though, because you do 1, 2, 3, and then you go in with your heavy if you don't have to get out of the way.
Yeah, and I agree, though. I think
connected quite well.
More combos would be nice to see because like I do feel like it got really stale. Because I get the reason why in some cases you don't want it, because I was already like, because most of the time you're just dashing and attacking, dash and attack. Mm-hmm. Like that's 90% of this game, which is Hades too. I can't say it. I'm like, I don't want to be like, oh, this is why Hades is better. It's the same thing. But for some reason, Hades does have that, like, I don't know. There's something about it that, like Tim said, it's just faster. It feels nicer like when you play it. And I don't know if that's because it was also on the Switch that I played it on. I don't know. And instead of it being on the computer. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but might be my own personal bias.
I played Hades on the computer. It feels way better than this game by like a mile. But I'm not hating because I think the combat in this game's fine. But like compared to Hades, it's miles away.
And it's still playtest, so you never know.
So I feel like this definitely leads right into
to open the grievances.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we aired out a lot of them, but Tim, do you have any additional grievances that you wanted to throw in there?
I think we covered everything that I have a problem with for the most part. I'm hard pressed to think of anything that truly pissed me off. Like if it is a playtest, I expect some things to be polished. by the time it comes out. But I think we have discussed all the things that I feel could be better.
Yeah, I think my only biggest open grievance is I don't know why they would lock two characters when it's a four-player game. Like, I get, to some degree, I get it because it's only four characters, but I'd rather them lock abilities than characters. You know what I mean? And I think that they should make, and I'm really hoping that this is just a playtest thing where they just wanted you to have a lot at the beginning, but they really need to stop being so generous with stuff and make it a little bit more difficult to unlock stuff, because they're like, I unlocked literally, like, I feel like half the game being in that hour and a half that we played. So I don't know. That's just my first thought on open grievance. But Rick, do you have any additional ones?
It could also be through consequence of, again, being a playtest. I don't want hand-holding when it comes to the story, but we did a whole bunch of that. It took me a while to figure out what half the shit meant, like selecting the rooms and everything like that. Or even like when we found a thing, we were like, oh, interact with it. Usually I think that's a pretty good thing to do. But for whatever reason in this series, it just didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to me. I felt like we got well, sometimes.
Even after you did something, sometimes you're like, what did that do again? Like Tim asked what the horn did like 15 times. You know what I mean? And so it's like, it obviously didn't stick, you know?
I think I just thought of a grievance, actually.
Okay, go for it.
It's just a minor one. But I think it's just because of the playtest. But there's like either 12 or 14 different gods that you can choose from.
Yeah.
I only ever saw like, I think we got five. Four. Yeah. I think five, because I saw the one that has the luck on that last playthrough. But I think I saw five. And I wish that I could have seen more. And I hope that's just the starting out and that they're not expecting me to just play further and further into the game.
Or it's to get the possibility. Yeah, I was about to say, it might be that you have the further you get, the more gods you get, like quote unquote gods. I mean,
it's a possibility, but like it felt a little bit like all of my runs, I was kind of sort of picking the same thing. And they do have something cool, because I don't remember Hades having minions. They did have minions in this
that
one.
Was cool. Was neat,
that was
cool.
That was
Spider Queen. And they were actually very helpful.
one of the magics for, I believe, the Spectre is to have this little like fairy thing around you, which didn't understand what it did exactly, but I didn't play it in the chamber. I just played it when we were in the little room or whatever.
Like, yeah, some of the boons were real cool. Like the shade on Dash was really nice, but like there was just not enough there in the boons that I got to see to make me go, oh man, I can't wait to see what's next. Like I did with Hades. And it doesn't feel like it has as devastating of an effect as Hades either. Because like the moment I touch lightning in Hades, everything on the screen is getting wiped, you know? It was great.
Yeah, that's true. David, do you have any final grievances before we go into the final say?
Yeah, I think the exit doors, or like when you finish room and you're transitioning to the next level, I think those doors need to have tooltips, because it's just a picture and like you don't know what those things are. I think even in like the menus and things, it doesn't say what those pictures are. So you'll figure out a couple of times like what you're going to get from this room, but it would be nice to have just a label that's like, oh, this is what were those things? Great, like Grail Water, you know, Grail Water Award, or like Grail Water Elite Award, or whatever the game calls them. We don't know. Like, that I'm sure it? That's a carryover from Hades. That's what you guys were calling it.
Another thing we totally forgot is that being able to interact with stuff while Tim takes fucking forever to pick out what his next upgrade is.
Because Tim will sit there, read every line of dialogue, and we can't do anything while he's doing it. And especially if there's like a shop there, you can't interact with the shop at all, which makes no sense. Because I thought at first maybe it's because we all had a collective coins. You know, I was like, okay, maybe it's because they don't want you to like use up the collective coins or
before
whatever.
Before anyone has a chance,
Right. And I was like, okay, fine. But then I found out, no, the coins are all individual. So that like that doesn't even matter then, you know?
It's a good thing
once the enemies have been vanquished, the room should just be open to explore and
exactly
interact
I
with whatever.
Well, yeah. That, and I think when people die, this is my last grievance, but like when people die, I feel like you should be able to move on to the next room. Like, I feel like that should be an option.
It should be on the dead to say, like, you know, don't revive me. You know, I give up the next room or whatever, you know, you forfeit the next room or something. But yeah, you should definitely be able to move on with
or
not everyone in your party.
Like if you die and then maybe like, what you could do is like as an option instead of those three, you can move on to the next one. If your party defeats that one, you are revived at some type of cost. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It has those three things. Just let it pick a random detriment.
Oh, I can actually think of a great one if you want to go something like that. Either your party clears the room with no damage or you all fucking die.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's something a big one. Something like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just didn't like the fact that it's like, well, you died, but you have to come back. It's like, I feel like there should be another option instead of just being like, you're punished.
The other one too, because we glitched out into that where the coinage fell in the river and we couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, we had a glitch.
Like,
it is.
I actually think it's absurd that the game doesn't let you abandon things. Like, if I don't want to pick that up, I'm not going to pick that up. Let me go to the next room.
Yeah, you can't. That's true. Yeah, you have to take everything before you're allowed to go to the next room. Yeah, it's real obnoxious. But all right, that's enough of the open grievances. I think we've aired out our laundry enough because it's sounding like we don't like the game at all. But let's find out. Will we continue with the final say? And we all played the game, so we'll just go in order here. So, Rick, would you continue?
I would continue this game. I hope that it's releasing on the Switch because that's what it feels natural to be playing on would be Switch or a Steam Deck. Yeah. I think it was fine. I enjoyed my time with it. Like, I didn't leave with a bitter taste. I wasn't like, oh, what a waste of my life.
There have been games like that.
There have been. So sure. Yeah, I'll play some more. We'll see what it's like.
All right. Tim, would you continue?
This one's a pretty big yes for me. Like, it kind of scratches the Hades itch. Like, we all want Hades too. We do. And like, I don't think this game is there, but like, it does enough to make me want to come back for more. And I am interested to see what it's going to look like as a finished product, because like, this is just a playtest, so we definitely haven't seen everything. And I want to see like what they're going to bring to the table with it. And the co-op is definitely a big plus for sure, because like, I can drag people along with me and we can suffer together.
Yeah.
And I love that. So, you know, and for people who aren't great at these kind of games, that's probably a good way to get you through the game too, because you can have a friend that carries you. So,
yeah,
you know,
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, David, would you continue?
I will not continue this game.
I have a feeling.
At all. I get that, you know, you're trying to emulate the premier roguelike experience, but unless Hades is just this magical...
I know you wouldn't like Hades, David.
Magical...
You're not going to like Hades.
Singularity of game feel that is just enjoyable to interact with, this style of game is just not for me.
That's fair.
I think he would like Hades more than this because it is probably more fast-paced, but
he'll have the same issues with this. Yeah. With Hades as he did this. And will I continue, Sworn? I think I'd continue. The saving grace of this game simply in and out is co-op. I think that definitely gives this a much more fun experience. I would have not liked this game at all had it been solo. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would have had the... I already could tell you, I won't play this by myself. This is definitely not a game. The only thing that gives me hesitation is we don't know the price on this game. And I don't know how much I personally value it at. Like, what I'd feel like I'd be comfortable playing. Like, I don't know how much time I'd spend in this game versus how much I'd pay for it is where I'm really struggling right now. And I agree. Like, Rick, this is definitely a Steam or Steam Deck kind of game.
Yeah.
But does that fall into the problem with co-op, though? Like, I don't know.
I would say 25 any more than $25 and you have me second guessing. if I would continue it or not.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd say like $30, I would still be okay. But I agree. I think anything above that, I don't know if I would be like, yeah, I want the, I'd play this particular game above that price. Unless there's something in it that's like blowing my mind. But that's just my personal opinion. But this game, as of right now, is just in playtest. It's on Steam. It used to be in closed playtest, but it seems like all you got to do is hit I want to play now, and then it just like opens it up. Because it looks like it's locked behind the devs that have to let you in, but it's not. So if you want to go over and try it for yourself, play it with some friends. I highly suggest you to play this with other people. I think that's really where this game is actually going to shine, and probably if they do really well once the game releases, could make a name for itself, but we'll see. But thank you for listening to The First 30. And if you'd like to see more of us, don't forget you can go to youtube.com/@First30Podcast.